Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Great I Am Radio, raising the vibration on everyday life matters with heart and soul. Here's your host, Rebecca Johns.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Happy Monday. I'm so stoked. I'm back on the airwaves with you. It wasn't how I wanted to go off the air, nor is it the condition I thought I would come back onto the air. But what has happened in between is a near-death car crash. Another driver ran a red light and hit the vehicle that my son and I were in. And boy, did life change on a dime. Rebecca Johns coming to you live from Southeast Michigan. Happy to be with you once again. If you've tuned in before, you know I've got some shows on demand. We've cleaned up those archives. I just left a hand few of the episodes on there with my volunteer producer who helps me from time to time stay organized, especially since the crash. But so there's some old episodes on there, but I'm really committed to bringing you some fresh, vibrant content and a chance to address just real life. You know, I am remiss to say that a lot of times humanity doesn't change when it's given the information and opportunity, but nay, it changes in the face of calamity and emergency and breakdown and illness or death or divorce. And in my work as a healing minister, for so long, I've seen people reflect back at me my own humanity. You know, I don't necessarily look at people through the eyes of judgment or condemnation, but I do look at them as reflecting my humanity back at me, the human condition back at me. And I can relate so often to people who aren't making changes when they can or as quickly as they can or with the priority and urgency that they could. And it isn't until there's some crisis that forces their hand to make the change that could have been made a long time ago. And whatever it is, you know, bankruptcy makes them wake up to their financial dynamic and health. Divorce or near divorce wakes them up to the dynamic in their marriage that has not worked and been tolerated for far too long. You know, a disease or physical injury brings about the awareness, you know, I should have appreciated my health when I had it. I should have done more with it when I had it, you know, so often. And it reminds me of when I worked in senior living and I would talk to families who were in a position of having to place a loved one in one of the communities that I represented. And so many of them said the same thing. We never saw this coming. We never imagined the day when mom or dad couldn't live on their own. Or mom or dad saying to me, I never imagined a day where I couldn't take care of myself, so I didn't prepare for it. And, you know, there's just some natural things in life that are going to come that we cannot evade, that we cannot hold it together through, that we cannot coping mechanism through it through. They are things that are going to come just as guaranteed as the year after year of aging can happen for those of us who have the blessing of growing older. There are things that come with aging. There are things that come with life cycles. There are things that come with those seasons of life, if you will. And a lot of times we weren't prepared for whatever season we were thrust into. And in many cases, we resist it then. We're still trying to run our shtick. We're still trying to retain the identity and the rhythm of what was familiar, except we were thrust into the change because we need to change. And not we need to change eventually. We need to change now. And in the case of an injury or accident or illness that comes out of the blue or some sort of crisis, we'll just say those things that happen that are unplanned and otherwise unnatural, right? Like my car accident. I'm wearing a seatbelt. My kid's in a seatbelt. I'm going under the speed limit. It's rainy. I'm cautious. But someone else, they're not that. They're not. And they affect me. And that is a shocker to me and my life and my tribe. We weren't prepared for that. But it's wise then to look at life conditions and say, okay, how can I be most prepared? Instead of walking around going, that'll never happen to me, right? Instead of saying, well, that could never happen in my marriage, to be wise and take the perspective, what if that did happen in my marriage? If it could be possible to happen in my marriage, where would it happen? It's like your home. No, I'm not wishing my home to be robbed, but in the case of a robbery, where are my vulnerable points? Am I aware of my vulnerabilities and doing something proactively, preemptively, conscientiously to secure myself, to secure the space? And then that space isn't just for me, it's for all who enter. So in my case of the car accident, I was an avid worker. I worked a lot from home, but I have been kind of type A-ish. And I justified it because as a single mom, I've got my kids to provide for, and I've got to work, and I've got to do. But it also took away from the very children who I was, quote unquote, doing it for. And so I have to tell you, this has all made me reconsider my priority of time. There was an amount of rest I was willing to live without sleep. I was willing to live without, and I've seen that it's so counterproductive to being an optimal, healthy, stable, mentally, emotionally calm, physically strong being, spiritually renewed being. And so rest is a priority in my house, and not just for me. I recently kept my kids home from school, and when I called the principal and said, listen, this is what I'm doing and why, I know that might be too much information. She said, Miss Johns, we're talking about human beings. I encourage my staff and the students that if it's a matter of mental and emotional health or physical health or that spiritual wellness, then you take a free day. You do what will nurture you. You're a person. You're not just this machine that comes to school to receive and metabolize and regurgitate information. You're a person. You can catch up on material, but sometimes missing that rest, and I want to say especially as a young person, but heck, I'm not a young person, and I want to say especially for the elderly, but I'm not the elderly, and sometimes this middle generation of the parents of the 40s and 50-somethings, you're just supposed to suck up. You're supposed to just, you know, pick yourself up by bootstraps and keep moving. And this accident left me in a space where there wasn't doing that. Injuries that I incurred from an unfortunate and negligent and completely preventable act was dealing with multiple broken bones in my head and face and spine and shoulder blade, trauma to my right eye. Still, sight has not returned to that eye. And for months, I have needed care, assistance in my home. That's why it's really such a big deal that I can even sit at the laptop and jump into my studio and praise the Lord, be with you all tonight, even though virtually, and we think, well, that's, you know, no big deal. Listen, if you'd have seen me just a couple of 2-3 months ago, I couldn't be on the phone. And if I was, it was on speaker and someone else was holding it and I was mumbling some words. So I have been put in a situation through the dynamics of the universe on a dime have to reconsider and replan my whole life. And some of you have too. Some of you are in it right now. Some of you really know what I'm talking about, because either there's been some crisis or calamity that fell upon you, unexpected life event like what I've been through recently, or you know what I'm talking about because you did have warning signals. You did have a chance to do something different. You've known far longer than now that something has needed to change, but you didn't. You wouldn't. Was it that you couldn't? I don't know. But now, I assert, is a really important time. You know, we're seeing so much in the global and local world, the chaos, the confusion, the division, the sickness, the interpretation of all of that. But what we all can absolutely control is how we spend our own personal energy day to day, day in and day out, from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed. How are you spending your energy? Is it balanced? Is it harmonious just in yourself? Are you glad the way you've spent your day? And if not, do you have time at the end of your day to sit back in the quiet, reflect, pray, and consider that something needs to change, making note of it, and then taking course to do that? And if there isn't time in your evening, is there time in your morning? Is there time in your midday? Do you simply have that space to stop, to pause, to reflect and correct? I think a lot of us are living that Indy 500 life. It's like we're making these pit stops, but it's real mechanical. You know, yeah, I brush my teeth in the morning. Yeah, I go to sleep at night. Yeah, I take a shower. Yeah, I might see the dentist. But it's all in a rote fashion. I'm not connected to myself or anything else really when I'm doing it. I don't actually feel rested. I don't actually feel satisfied. And I think that because 1 John 4:4 in the Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, right? Same for you. That great spirit that moves through me. Is the breath of God? Is that life source spirit? Am I using that to its fullest? Am I even present to the fact that I am that? That I am the great I am? You know, great I am radio, these conversations that we bring to the airwaves are really meant to be an invitation. And an invocation and a provocation to have that great I am life lived. Because otherwise we're walking around like zombies. And I just refuse. And if I didn't refuse before, I definitely refuse now. Nothing, no one, no space, no conversation, no relationship. If I cannot live the fullness of my space and the full force and effect of the great I am spirit that I am, I shouldn't be part of whatever that is. Whatever that is. A restaurant, a place of worship, a relationship, whatever. Let's take a deep breath off that little rant there and take a music break. And I'll be back with you in about a minute and 10. Enjoy. All right. Welcome back. Welcome back to Great I Am Radio. I am your host, Rebecca Johns, coming back to the airwaves after a near-death car crash. Doesn't that just roll off the lips all nice? But what's changed? What's changed is that I have a conviction inside of me to address what I have not addressed, to support others in addressing what they have yet to address, and doing so with a really open space, an open heart. Listen, if you're not dealing with the fact that you keep eating that thing, smoking that thing, drinking that thing, if you're not dealing with the fact that you gamble, if you're not dealing with the fact that you're cheating in your relationship, lying in your relationship, manipulating in your relationship, if you're not dealing with the fact that you're really not happy on your job, if you're not dealing with the fact that you really don't live where you want to live, if you're not dealing with any of those things, then what are you doing? And I don't say that with any condemnation at all. I say that like brother and sister. Let's help each other. Iron sharpen iron. We've got to stop pretending that there's going to be some other chance. Two says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And I don't care what religion you are, frankly. If you're tuning in, peace, namaste, shalom, masalam, shlama, ola, like whatever the welcome space is, know you're welcome. Because here's what I believe. I believe that once we track all the trails of all the vines, of all the family trees back to the source of life, there is one. And that for the sake of argument, we're going to call that God. And that every person of every faith and religion I have ever met, it is all boiled down to this. They want to do God's will, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. But my friends, if we don't even have the mindset of that we are the creator incarnate, if we do not have the mindset, be transformed, but be transformed. But means there's something else. There's another option. And that's conforming to the pattern of this world. So you can conform to the pattern of this world. You can think the way this world teaches you to think. You can be a survivor and a scrapper and cope and, you know, well, we all die of something. One of my favorite justifications for living irresponsibly. If what it all boils down to for all of us is that we want to be in the will of the Creator, to have a good and pleasing and perfect outcome to our soul journey, right? And I don't mean perfect, like stuff's not going to go sideways. But what does he say? What's the word in Jeremiah 29:11? For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. But there's also something else. I want to look it up so I'm not wrong about it. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. And so we have options on how we're going to make our comebacks. We can make a comeback and still be miserable. Listen, I got an option on my attitude post-car crash, my friends. I have an option. There are choices I have. I could be real ishy about this situation right now. And don't get me wrong, I have my moments when I'm not at my best, and I'm in my most pain, and my eye that can't see doesn't see, and it doesn't suit me that it doesn't. You best believe me and God have a few words. And just as Christ stood in the Garden of Gethsemane and said, Abba, Father, if this cup could pass from my hand, please, I would rather not be in this situation. I would rather not have to deal with what I'm dealing with. Under much duress, he prayed that. He was sweating blood, the Bible says, which is medically, scientifically possible. Don't take my word for it. Do the research yourself. But the Messiah was under so much duress in his humanity. His humanity couldn't even take it. And I know you know what it's like to be in a point, in a position, in a season, in a dynamic, like this recipe of ingredients, of circumstances, where it's like, oh my gosh, I can't even take it. And you want out, you want it to stop. But we have an option. If we remain in Christ and his word remains in us, then what we ask, it will be given. And listen, I don't know if you say red Corvette, if red Corvette's going to show up, or if purple Corvette will show up, or a red Lexus. I don't know. But I know something will. I know it will bless you. And I know that it will, because you remained in Christ and you kept the word in you, that as you ask with an earnest, pure heart. You didn't ask out of gluttony or greed. I know that if I remain in Christ and keep his word in me, that when I ask, I'm in my Christ state asking, and it will be given. And so we have options as we go through life, but it takes a renewing of our mind. As we go into this week, I'm doing a show, an episode every night this week, Monday through Thursday, and then we're going to be on Monday night, moving on from there. Tomorrow night, we're talking about health sovereignty. Wednesday, we're talking about holistic health, the original RX, and Thursday night, do you know how to use scripture and prayer to change your life? And so this week is a powerful week because I wanted to come back kind of throwing a gauntlet down. I wanted to come back giving you an offering. I wanted to come back saying, listen, don't have it be a near-death car crash. Don't have it be the loss of your marriage. Don't have it be your child running away from home. Don't have it be calamity the universe has to use to get your attention, to sit you down still long enough so that it can speak to you. If greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, if 1 John 4:4 is accurate, then you're connected to headquarters. You're a piece of corporate. And if it's trying to constantly send you live feed to guide your journey effectively on this terrain, and you're just too busy, if life's just got too much going on for you, and you miss the chance to hear what needs to be heard, life will stop you dead in your tracks. And if it doesn't do so to get your attention, it will do so to get the attention of your heirs, those responsible for the spiritual legacy and lineage after you. Listen, the Lord's going to love you no way, even if you don't do what you're supposed to do. Do you know that? It's wonderful to be a child of God and know you're a child of God, whether you're an obedient child or a disobedient child, whether you're the child fulfilling his will and in attunement or rebellion. Either way, you're a child of God. But I will tell you this. I'm looking it up, so again, I'm not misquoting things. I don't know. This is Psalm 109. It says, when I say to the wicked, a wicked man, you will surely die. I wanted to make sure that I was, I don't want to misquote it. I don't want to misquote it, but there's a part of the Bible, maybe one of y'all, if you guys know this scripture, I'm going to look, there's a Bible verse, God uses the, all right, let's see if it's under God uses evil for good. I don't know. Well, no, Genesis 50:20, you meant evil against me, but God used it for good. That's not what I was referring to. There's a scripture that that God uses the wicked for, yeah, the Lord has made, Proverbs 16:4. Okay, thank goodness. Proverbs 16:4, the Lord has made everything for its purpose, even the wicked for the day of trouble. There's another part of scripture, and I'm gonna be looking more because I mean I get into this kind of scholastic review of scripture and kind of digging into original language, thanks to my father, God rest his soul, who left that in my heart. But even the wicked for the day of trouble. When you got in trouble, think about your teenagers, think about your youth, think about your 20s, think about any time today you've gotten yourself into trouble. Wasn't it because you were playing with some wicked people, wicked things, wicked circumstances, wicked thoughts? So God has a place for wicked, but we don't have to choose that for ourselves. We have the option to be one of his wise. We have that option. And so I urge you today and this week, you know, my offerings this week on the air, they are the particular offerings that they are because I insist that you be well. I insist that before life calamity to you to get your attention, that you pause for 5 or 10 minutes or heck, 30 every night this week, Monday through Thursday, with me as a time to reflect and put some things in priority. Put them in check now. Do not open your eye and your ears hear, Mom, are you alive? Don't have to hear those words in a series of events that really wake you up. If I can spare you what my family or I have been through, I would love to. So I hope you'll tune in this week. I hope you'll share the link of the show. I hope you'll follow along at blogtalkradio.com, Great I Am Radio, that you'll subscribe so that you get alerts of when I'm on the air, and that you tune in and that this ministry bless you. You can find us on Facebook, Heaven on Earth Ministries USA. And like I said, subscribe here on Blog Talk Radio so that you can be alerted. You can always call in to be on the show at 516-666-9984. I will be taking calls the rest of the week. Again, 516-666-9984. Or you can email me if you have a question that you'd like me to answer on the air at Rebecca@heavenonearthcommunities.com. That's plural, heavenonearthcommunities.com. God bless you, my friends, and peace be with you. Good night.